Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everybody. Welcome to Mark 11:23, where life is meant to be good in Christ Jesus. God bless y'all. God bless y'all from all around the world for listening to Mark 11:23. It is Saturday night, March 25th, 2017. God had put a burden on my heart to open up the radio station tonight. There's a special sharing. I know it's for someone out there. It's not a mistake while y'all in. Now, I start this radio station every Friday night, 9 o'clock Central Time, Houston Time. But if you get confused from around the world about the show, just call into the show and it'll tell you exactly what time the show starts. The number for the radio station is 646-498. Again, 646 area code, 668-8498. God bless you. And welcome to Mark 11:23, where life is meant to be good in Christ Jesus. Well, before I start my sharing, I'm going to pray. We'll listen to worship music to bring the Holy Spirit in the room. And I'm going to do my sharing and take prayer requests. God bless you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as you forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thy is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you tonight, Father God, for this special anointing, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because we're in the Holy and Holies tonight. I thank you for your kind of glory, Father God. We come to your courtyard with thanksgiving, Father God, and praise, Father God. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your love, the agape love, the God's kind of love. We thank you for healing rain that is falling down tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you command your angels to take charge over the and to protect us, Father God. We thank you for the full armor of God. We thank you for the Psalms that he won, Father God. For we are the head, not the tail. We are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Whatever we shall do, whatever we shall touch, we shall prosper, Father God. Bigger is you that is in us than that is in the world, Father God. I thank you for your peace. I thank you, Father God, for your light in the midst of darkness. I thank you, Father God, that you spoke to our mountains and you cursed it to the root and you commanded to leave in Jesus' name and it will not bear fruit against us, Father God. I thank you that your favor surrounds us, that change these circumstances around. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go to God, the Most High, to hide. You can go to God, all-powerful, for protection. I say to thee, Lord, you are my place of salvation, my fortress, my God, I trust in you. God will save you from the hidden dangers and from the dead diseases. You can go to him for protection. He will cover you like a bird, spreading his wings over you like a baby. You can trust him to surround and to protect you like a shield. You will have nothing to fear at night and no need to be afraid of the enemy around during the day. You will have no fear of diseases that comes in darkness or terrible suffering that comes at noonday. Yea, 10,000 people may fall dead at your side or 10,000 right beside you, but nothing bad will happen to you. All you will have to do is watch. Wicked are punished. You trust in the Lord for protection. You have made God your Most High, your place of salvation. So nothing bad will happen to you. No disease will come near your home. He will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. Their hands will catch you so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will have power to tremble on lions and serpents and snakes. The Lord said, if someone trusts me, I will save them. I will protect my followers who calls to me for help. When my followers calls to me, I will answer them. I will be with them when they are in trouble. I will restore them and honor them. I will give my followers a long life and show them my power to, and show them my power to save. Amen. Father God, Psalms 91 upon us, Father God, upon every family member in our household, upon our households, upon our lands, upon our cars, Father God. A full armor of God to be upon us, Father God. Wherever we go, Father God, let your protecting shield be upon us, Father God. And Father God, let your people confess Psalms 91 daily, Father God. Touch your people, Father God. Touch them with a special anointing tonight, Father God. We call upon your name tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I tell you, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you will fight against the devil. Our fight is not against people on earth. We are fighting against the rulers and authorities and the power of this world darkness. We are fighting against the spirit power of evil in the heavenly places. That is why you need to get God's, his full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you are finished the world fight, you will still be standing. So stand strong with the belt of truth, tied around your waist, and on your chest, wear the protection of the right living. On your feet, wear the good news of peace to help you stand strong. And also use the shield of faith, which you can stop all the burning arrows that comes from the evil one. And keep God's salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit. The sword is the teaching of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Pray with all kinds of prayers, and ask for everything you need to do this. You must always be ready. Never give up. Always pray for all God's people. Also pray for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, what he's saying, also pray for me, for him to have strength to preach the gospel, for him to have the right words. We always should pray to have the right words to be led from God. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for the full armor of God tonight upon your people, Father God, wherever we go, upon our houses, upon our lands, Father God, upon every one of our family members, Father God. We just give you the glory. We just give you the honor today. We just want to praise you, Father God. We just want to tell you that we love you today. Father God, thank you, Jesus, for the miracles. Well, sit back. Enjoy the show. I'll get y'all coffee makers on and percolating and running. And relax and join the show with a cup of coffee. Amen. Nothing about having a cup of coffee and listening to the word of God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Put some worship music on. Amen. Hallelujah. I am touched from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. I just feel his Shekinah glory presence. Is this such a beautiful, a wonderful God? It just uplifts my spirit. My spirit is stirred in the spirit. I just feel his presence. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I just love you. Amen.
On one mic, one take. You provide spirit.
God bless you. Amen. Fill me up until I overflow. I just want to run over. Amen. Lord, just fill us up tonight, Father God. I just want to give you the glory and honor and praise. Glory that you deserve. Let's give him the highest praise tonight. Let's praise him. Let us fill us up until we overflow. Now his presence is so sweet. When we're in his presence, that's where that peace comes. God is the most beautiful thing. And just feeling his presence and his anointing is so wonderful. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. You are so worthy. Just love you tonight. We soak in your presence. We soak in your blood. Soak in all your goodness, Father God. Hallelujah. The God of the breakthrough lives in us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, in Matthew 7, let me get to my scripture. Amen. Matthew 7, verse 1. Don't judge others, and God will not judge you. If you judge others, you will be judged the same way you judge them. God will judge you the same way you judge each other. Why do you notice the small speck of dust that is in your friend's eye, but don't notice the big piece of wood that is in your own? Why do you say to your friends, let me take that piece of dust out of your eye? Look at yourself first. You still have that big piece of wood in your own eyes. That's a hypocrite. You are first take the wood out of your own eye, then will see clearly to take the dust out of your friend's eyes. So give something that is holy to the dogs. They will only turn and hurt you. And don't draw your pearls to pigs. They will only step on them. Amen. What it's saying here, why do you look at someone else and judge that person? You don't know what that person been through. We should not judge. And how do we stop judging? By having the love of Christ. How do we take the speck out of our eyes? By putting God first and wanting God to change us and giving our will to Him. Because when we give His will, our to Him, it's better. Saves you a lot of pain and effort. Give everything to God and leave it in His hands. We need to guard our hearts. We need not to give our precious pearls to swines, to people that will hurt us. We need to guard our hearts and ask God to bring the right people our way and close all the wrong doors and open all the right doors. You need answers, guidance. And when you have that and when you're in the Christ Jesus and the Lord, He'll give you that guidance. He'll give you that wisdom and have the right direction where to go or what to do. He will not fail you. He said, whoever puts his trust in me, I will not fail him or forsake them. Let's seek God for our answers. Amen. Amen. Continue to ask and God will give to you. Continue to search and you will find. Continue to knock and the door will be open for you. Yes, whoever continues to ask will receive. Whoever continues to look will find. Whoever continues to knock will have the door open for them. Do any of you have a son? If he asks for bread, would you give him a rock? Or if he asks for a fish, would you give him a snake? Of course not. Your people are so bad, but you still know how to give good things to your children. So surely you... Move to the next page. Heavenly Father will give you good things to those who ask Him. Amen. You know, we continue to knock. We continue to ask. The door will be open. He will not deny you. As it is good to pray. It is good to worship. It is good to have fellowship. And all that is good. That is nothing wrong with that. It's good for other people to pray for us. But more than ever, we need to touch that circumstance. We need to speak to that circumstance. It's time to speak to that mountain and say, let it be cursed to the root. In Jesus' name, light in the midst of darkness, Lord. Death and lack cannot stay in my life. I command these mountains to be removed. Amen and amen. A very important golden rule. It's in Matthew 7, verse 12. Amen. Matthew 7, verse 12. Do for others what you will want them to do for you. This is the most of the law of Moses and the teaching of the prophet. Do for others what you will want them to do for you. This is the measure of the law of Moses and the teaching of the prophet. Do for others what would you like for them to do for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We must show our light to others. We must show our love to others. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory goes to God. Amen. Amen. Okay. Matthew 8, verse 23. And I'm going to read all the way from 27. Jesus got into the boat and he followed went with him. After the boat left the shore, a very bad storm began on the lake. The winds covered the boat, but the followers went to him and walked him. They said, Lord, save us. Lord, save us. We will drown. Jesus answered, why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith. Then he stood up and gave a command to the winds and the waters, and the waves stopped, and the lake became very calm. Then the man who amazed said, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waters obey him. Are you facing a storm today? Is there some kind of storm that are you facing? You know, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And God gave a command to the storm. You know, the power is in the tip of our tongue. You want things changed? You want to activate yourself in God's spirit? We need to confess the word of God. We need to confess what God says about your circumstance. We need to seek God. What does he say to the circumstance? You cannot speak negative and believe for the miracle. Cannot waver. We have to have our mind of Christ. Now, if you're going through trouble of marriage, what do? You speak the word. Financial pleasure or sickness. Lining up with God's will. In Romans 4:17, call out those things as though they're not, as though they are. We need to call out those things. We need to speak. I am blessed. I am highly favored. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I am the head and not the tail. Amen. So we need to speak. If you're going through a marriage or problem, if you're struggling, speak to that struggling. In Mark 11:23, you know, he spoke to the fig tree. And he commanded to leave. Let it wither and die, Jesus said. And commanded to leave in Jesus' name. We prayed about it long enough. Time to speak to it. Enough is enough. Today is the miracle. Today we have faith in Jesus. Today God is doing that miracle. We need to have faith. Amen. Jesus' name. Mark 4, verse 35, verse 41. Amen. Just had to find my scriptures there. Bear with me. The day at every, Jesus said to his followers, come with me across the lake. So they left the crowd behind and went with Jesus in the boat. He was already in the dream. Were also other boats that went with him. A very bad wind came upon the lake. The waves were coming over the side and into the boat, and it was almost full of water. Jesus was inside the boat, sleeping, with his head on a pillow. The followers went and walked him, said, we are going to drown. Jesus stood up and gave a command to the winds and the waters and said, quiet, be still. Then the wind stopped and the lake became calm. He said to his followers, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were very afraid and asked each other, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waters obey him. Amen. Even the winds and the water obey our Jesus. He commanded, he spoke to it, and he said, peace, be still. He gave us that same power. Whatever we're facing, command it to leave. You see that storm, and I'm seeing it in spirit. You see that mountain coming towards you. You speak back to it. That problem that's trying to defeat you, that's making you depressed, that's bothering you. You need to believe when you speak and you command it to leave, it will leave. You will not be defeating when you're in Christ Jesus. There is no defeat when we are in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory goes to God. God is good all the time. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're at Matthew 7, verse 24. Whosoever hears this teaching of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. It rained, the rain came, and the wind blew and beat against that house. But it did not fall because it was built on the rock. Whoever hears this teaching of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. It rained, and the flood came, and the winds blowed and beats against that house, and it fell with lot of a mighty crush. When Jesus finished speaking to the people, were amazed at his teaching. He did not teach like the teachers of the law. He taught like someone who has authority. Amen. When we built our house upon a rock, even the rain will come. The storm will come. The wind will come and beat against that house. But it will still stay strong. It will not fall. When we have that solid foundation in God and we build our foundation right, it's solid like a rock. It will not fall. But a foolish man that doesn't listen to God and doesn't give his will to God, He's foolish. You know, the rain, the wind, the storm will beat upon that sand and it will fall. What a mighty crush, you'll fall. Your foundation is not strong enough. It's not the real thing. You'll fall. We have to stand into the real thing. We have to stand into God in spirit and in truth and want Him with all our hearts and give our will to Him. You know, if you give our will to Him, we're not making a mistake. Plans are good. Plans to do us good, not to hurt us. Plans for goodness and mercy and favor for all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, yes, we will face trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. God overcame, and no form or weapon will come against us. It will not prosper. Amen. And why? Because we built our house upon the rock, upon solid foundation. You know? Amen. We have to build ourselves on the rock. And what do we do when we build ourselves on the rock? We stand strong and will not fall. And we'll overcome these battles that we're facing in God's hands. It should save you a lot of pain and effort. Give your life to God. His plans is better. He knows more than you. More than what we ever could know. There's nothing that God cannot know. In Jesus' name. So some people says, oh God, use me. Oh God, I want to be close with you. Oh God, I want to see more in the spiritual realm. Father God, I want to know you more. You know, we need to be more copy as Jesus. What did Jesus will do? What did Jesus do? We'll never be like Jesus, I know, but we could call Jesus. We could show His light. His Spirit lives in us. He lives in us. We need to be copy of Jesus. We need to reflect Jesus like reflecting in the mirror. And we need to see Jesus in us. We have the light of Jesus. People need to see Jesus. We need to copy Jesus. You know, when Jesus was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, you know, the devil tried to tell him, to tempt him. But God said, it is written, it is written, it is written, do not tempt thy Lord, thy God. Resist the devil and he will flee. And he fled. And the angels came to protect him. Amen. We need this power in our tongue. When we speak, you speak the power of God. We have to say the right words. We cannot speak defeat. But, you know, you want to be more in the holies of holies. Oh, Lord, take me in the holies of holies. Oh, Lord, be with me. Use me. But be prepared when you say that. It's power in life and tongue. God will use you. You know, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You know, I always confess Psalms 91, a warm of God to be upon me. But there's a lot of things that God will take you places where you thought you'll never know, you'll never dream of. And you trust Him. But He'll also use you. Use you. He gave you this power to heal the sick. He gave you the power to speak light in the midst of darkness. He gave you the power when you see atmosphere around you and it's not right. Speak to it and command it to leave in Jesus' name. His name is powerful. Amen. Amen. Jesus and His followers went across the lake to the area where the people lived. When Jesus got out, old, a man came to Him from the graves and where the dead are burned. This man had an evil spirit living inside of him. Let me read that again. In the graves, when the dead are burned, this man had an evil spirit living inside of him. He lived in the tomb, so one could keep him tied up, even with chains. Many times people had put chains on his hands and feet, but he broke the chains. No one was strong and dared to control him. The day and night he stayed around the burning grave and on the hills he will scream himself with a rock. While Jesus was still far away, the man saw him. He ran to Jesus and bowed down before him. As Jesus was saying, "You evil spirit, come out of this man," the man shouted, "Lord, what do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you in God's His name not to punish me." When Jesus asked the man, "What is your name?" the man answered, "My name is Legion, because there are many spirits inside of me." The spirit inside the man begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of that area. A large herd of pigs was hitting on the hill, near the evil spirit begged Jesus, "Send us to the pigs, let us go into them." Jesus allowed them to do this. The evil spirit left the man and went into the pig. Then the hearers of the pigs ran down the hill and into the lake. They were all drowned. Then the man who had work of carrying the pigs ran away. They ran to the town and to the farm and told everyone what had happened. The people went out to see. They came to Jesus and they saw the man who had many evil spirits. He was sitting down and was wearing clothes. He was in his right mind. He was sitting down wearing clothes and he was in his right mind. Amen. And again, when they saw this, they were afraid. Those who had seen what Jesus did told the others what happened to the man who had the demon living in him. And they also told about the pigs. Then the people begged to Jesus to leave their area. Jesus was preparing to leave in the boat. The man was named who now free from the demon begged to go with him. But Jesus did not allow the man to go. He said, "Go home to your family and friends and tell about all that the Lord did for you. Tell them how the Lord was good to you." So the man left and told the people in the town about the great things Jesus did for him. Everyone was amazed. Amen. Okay, and I'm going to read this to you again. Amen. So a large of pigs was hitting on the hill. There the evil spirit begged Jesus, "Send us to those pigs. Let us go into the pigs." So Jesus allowed them to do this. The evil spirit left the man and went into the pigs. Then the pigs ran down the hill and into the lake. They were all drawn. There were about. Then the man who had the work of caring for the pigs ran away. They ran to the town and to the farm and told everyone what had happened. The people went out to see. They came to Jesus and they saw the man who had many evil spirits. He was sitting down and was wearing clothes and was in his right mind. Amen. This man was in the tombs. Change couldn't hold him. And God was so powerful. And that evil spirit was shaking. Because when he seen Jesus. And he healed him completely. He was in his right mind. He was clothed. He was completely delivered. Why? Because Jesus was there. He gave us the same authority. You want to be used by God? You'll take you in places to be used where you never will be amazed. You never knew that God could use something like us to do a supernatural miracle. You know, every time I tell God, here, Lord, take nothing and use it. Take my vessel and take nothing and use it. You know, we can't do nothing for God. God does for us. Oh, God done so much for me. I just say, Lord, you did so much for me. Give you my love. What did God do in this area? You know, some people will look at you weird because you're in the Shekinah glory. You're in a higher level with God. You look in the spiritual realm, not in the natural. And when God give us the spiritual eyes to see, and if, you know, we fight, it's the fleshly nature. We fight demons every day, but they're scared of us. He gave us that authority to heal the sick, to preach the gospel, command us to pray for people and cast out evil spirits off of them. The pressman is the evil spirit. You know, cancer is the evil spirit. Not that, you know, but it's not bigger than God. You know, we speak to it in Jesus' name and it shall be healed. In the name of Jesus, we could get delivered from depressment, oppressment, poverty, any kind of sickness. There's nothing that our God cannot do. But are you willing to obey? How far do you want to go with God? How far do you want to go deep and deeper with Jesus? He's going to take you to things that you never been before. You never thought that he will use you like that. He said he'd give us power to trample on lions and serpents and snakes. But we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We have his presence. He lives in us. He lives in us. Don't be afraid when God to use you in a different way. You know, you want to be used by God. He's going to take you to Shekinah glory. We go through levels and levels of Christianity, and we see things in the spirit. God will give us that authority to see things, but if we want to be used by Jesus, give your will to God. Let God use you. Let God use you. Let his will be done. His will is good in your life. Don't try to fit your own life in your own hands, because you will not make it. It will not be fixed. Ask God to heal you first. Ask God to heal your mind, to heal your body, and get your heart right. Don't try to wait to get your heart right with Jesus. Come as you are and let Jesus touch your heart. And let his heart be in you. Amen. Let his presence be with you. Amen. Our God is very powerful. There's nothing that our God cannot do. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. And Mark verse 10:13. People brought their small children to Jesus so that they could lay his hands on them to bless them. But the followers told the people to stop bringing their children to him. Jesus saw what happened. He did not like his followers telling the children not to come. So he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because God's kingdom belongs to them." People who are like the little children, the trust is you must accept God, His kingdom, like a little child, accept things or you will never enter. Then Jesus held the child in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. We must come to God like little children. Let's come to Him as children. Father God, I can't handle this burden on my own. I can't do it, Father God. Fix it for me. You take the problem. The battle is yours, not mine. Amen. The battle we face is not ours. It belongs to God. Let's come to Him like little children today. He wants us to need Him. He wants our love. He wants us. He knows who wants Him. We want Him all our hearts. Apart from Him, we cannot do nothing. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. I just give you the glory. We come to you as little children. Father God, I give you the glory and honor and praise. Then they came to a town. Jesus left with the followers. A large crowd was with them. A blind man named Bartimaeus, meaning the son, Timo, I can't say the name, I'm sorry, was sitting by the road. He was always begging for money. He heard that Jesus from Nazarene was walking by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, son of David, please have help me." Many people criticized the blind man, and told him to be quiet, but he shouted more and more, "Son of David, please have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said to him, "Come here." So they called the blind man and said, "You can be happy now. Stand up. Jesus is calling you." The blind man stood up and quickly he left his coat there and went to Jesus. Jesus asked the man, "What do you want me to do for you?" He answered, "Teacher, I want to see again." Jesus said, "Go, you are healed because you believe." Immediately the man was able to see again. He followed Jesus to the road. Amen. Immediately he began to see again. But he was persistent. He wouldn't stop hollering. He said, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." How persistent do you want to be to get out of your circumstances? We are destined to win in Christ Jesus. Maybe we'll fall 7 times, but we're going to get up 8. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. In Mark, Mark 11, verse 12. The next day, Jesus and down the line, The next day, Jesus was leaving behind. He was hungry. He saw a fig tree with leaves, so he went to the tree to see if he had any figs growing on it. But it found no figs on the tree. There was only leaves because it was not the right time for the figs to grow. So Jesus said to the tree, "People will never eat fruit from you again." His followers heard him say that. Now I'm going to read Mark 11 verse 23 to 24 down the line. The next morning Jesus was walking with his followers. They saw a fig tree. What they spoke to the day before, the tree was dry and dead, even to the root. Peter remembered that the tree and said to Jesus, "Teacher, look, yesterday you told the fig tree to die. Now it is dry and dead." Jesus answered, "Have faith in God. The truth is, you can't say to this mountain, 'Go mountain, fall into the sea,' and if you have no doubt in your mind and believe what you say will happen, when God will do it for you. So I tell you to ask for what you want in prayer, and if you believe that you have received those things, then they will be yours. When you are praying and you remember that you are holding a grudge with another person about something, then forgive that person. Forgive so that your Father in heaven will also forgive yours." We must forgive for God to hear our prayers. Don't hold on forgiveness. I couldn't forgive. I know what you're going through, but doing yourself a favor, it's not for their sake, it's for your sake. And when you forgive, God could heal that wound and answer your prayers, and there won't be a block in your prayer life. That's where blessings comes in upon you, upon that circumstances. You know, He gave us the power when we forgive others and we have the good God first, and we have the love of Christ, the agape love. You know, God will touch you to forgive. You can't do it on your own. You got to have God to touch you. And when you get touch of forgiveness, that's the biggest gift we could ever get from God, when He touches us for forgiveness. But first is salvation. So this is how we need to do. We need to give God first in our life. Give our life to Jesus. We need to ask God to give us the spirit of forgiveness and love for others. Because if we don't have love for others, we're just making meaningless noises for our Lord Jesus. He won't hear us. And when we speak to that circumstance, remember that there's power in the tongue. When God created the universe, He spoke to it. He said, "Let there be light in the midst of darkness." Well, let there be light in our circumstances. Let's trust Him today. He's alive and living God. Apart from Him, we cannot do nothing. There's another scripture. Which is the commandment is the most important? One of these teachers of the law came to Jesus and heard Jesus in the hearer's side saw that Jesus gave good answers to their questions. So he asked him, "Which of the commandment is the most important?" Jesus answered, "The most important commandment is, 'Peep Israel, listen. The Lord our God is the only God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength.' Second, the most important commandment is to love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. These two commandments are the most important." The man answered, "That was a good answer, teacher. You are right in saying that God is the only Lord, and that there is no other God, and you must love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength, and you must love others the same as you love yourself. These commandments are more important than all the other animals and sacrifices we offer to God." Jesus saw that the man answered him, wisely. So he said to him, you are close to God's kingdom. And after that time, no one was brave enough to ask Jesus any more questions. So we must love our God with all our minds, all our hearts, and all our strength, and love others as we love ourselves. But we cannot do it in our own authority. We need to give it to God, and He knows how to heal you. He draws you to His Word. He draws you to His presence, to His prayer, or however. Let us trust in Him. Let us know that our miracles is on the way. It's in the now. We will get healed. We will get out of these circumstances, and God will help us. He's a loving God. Amen. Well, thank you all for coming in tonight, for listening to the word, where life is meant to be good in Christ Jesus, in Mark 11:23. I'm going to close the room with prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thy is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever. Amen. Father God, I thank you for the full armor of God to be upon us tonight. I thank you for Psalms 91, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that the God of the breakthrough lives in our homes. I thank you, Father God, that you give us that love in our hearts and peace. I thank you, Father God, for speaking to our storms, Father God. Make our sleep be sweet. Watch over us, Father God. Cover our houses with your blood. Your blood is sufficient, Father God. When you was on the cross, you said it was finished, Father God, and you're not a liar. You don't lie. Our precious God doesn't lie. It is finished. It is finished. We receive our miracles in Jesus' name. It is finished. We thank you by your blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony that we are healed by your stripes. You are touching your people, Father God. And we give you the glory and honor and praise. God bless y'all for coming in. Jesus loves you. Remember, confess Mark 11:23, the whole armor of God daily. If you don't have time to read it, just say it at you, or just speak it. There's power in the life and the tongue. God bless you. Amen and amen. Jesus loves you. Shekinah glory to be upon you. His love, His peace, His favor, His goodness, Father God. Touch your people. You know the circumstances they're in. Bring them out in Jesus' name. Amen. Answer them, Lord. God bless y'all.